It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlin Soaring song.
That would make
Tyler,
sense.
Tyler, I hope you die in a fiery car crash on the way home today.
Yank the brake the harsh this week.
Do you remember when you did all that stuff, DJ? When you thought Creed was not Creed?
Everyone makes mistakes. It happens. Oh, that's Creed? It's fine.
Oh, no.
Not that big a deal.
All right, this one's on me.
This one's on me. We could be on anyone else.
No, it ages so well over time, too. I love hearing it over and over. It's awesome. It's amazing. All right. Thank you, Tyler. It is time for the e-break brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Excuse me. As we have three candidates this week, we're going to buck the trend. We're going to go with three, I think, this week. 888-787-1310 if you would like to vote. 888-787-1310. We certainly invite you to participate. Candidate number one is from our very own little work in progress troupe, as Matt Birmingham has been.
I've had a good week.
That Matt Birmingham?
The idiot right there across
from us.
Committed
an e-break?
Yeah. He actually had pretty solid week. Don't give us that look either. After we just listened to my thing, you're going to try to be high. There's no way I made a mistake.
I had a pretty good week.
You were just trying to impress Daddy.
Yeah.
We both were. Well, Ham had an unfortunate moment here talking about a top five show of all time, Schitt's Creek. Eugene Levy. Daniel Levy, is that a son? It's a good show. But Ham.
Danny Murphy.
Ham committed a cardinal sin and said something he shouldn't have said on air.
Birthdays. Ernie Hudson, 80. Of the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I think we need to bring that name back.
Ernie?
Ernie's a good underrated name now.
Seems like a good name for a cat.
Ernie.
Yeah, actually does.
Eugene Levy. Levy.
Greatness.
79.
Greatness.
He was on that show, Schitt's Creek.
I don't know.
Might have to dump that one. No.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Eugene Levy, 79.
Ham?
Made my morning. Thank you.
Bill Pullman is 72.
I think the second time you said it was even iffy, because you didn't add an S.
An S to the end of that.
Yeah, you just don't have the luxury of
playing
around with that kind of stuff. Watching the show had nothing to do with what you just said.
Yeah, not at all. Nothing.
You're just trying to, he works with Corby and Dave,
mm-hmm.
and he feels like, if they can shoot these shots, why can't I, when I sub into the game, pull up from half court? We have different rules.
Apparently so.
We have different rules,
my
friend.
And he said the word leading into the segment when he said the show he was on.
Yeah, but you can say the title of the show.
You can say the whole thing.
Schitt's Creek?
Correct.
Yes.
Isn't that what I said?
No.
You didn't add the creek.
You just said, and the beeped part is you just said the S show. It didn't.
Like you were commenting on how bad it was.
I haven't watched it because it is a bad show.
It's no Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, you
buddy.
Idiot. All right, so Ham is candidate number one.
That's an S show.
I'm on season 9.
Season 9? Oh, my Lord. Need a new hobby. All right, candidate number two, 888-787-1310 if you want to get in on the voting. We couldn't have a work-in-progress-led e-break without our buddy EA. E-break, EA. Got a symbiotic relationship there. EA was on tickers this week as he was filling in, I believe, for Jay on the top 10. So if you're running the top 10, you're also doing your tickers. And EA had a problem naming a local city.
The Cowboys and Chargers face off at noon Sunday. Cowboys countdown to kickoff will start at 9:30 Sunday morning here on The Ticket. And in the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, Old Dominion leads South Florida 17-10 with about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This ticker also brought to you by Mesquite Gun Shows. Mesquite Gun Show is this weekend only at the Mesquite Convention Center.
All right, can you give us just the Mesquite part? Is that possible? Because
I don't know if we can do the first part again.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the first part. Even there was an e-break in the first half of that too. But I think it was.
Is that the show you're going to be on Sunday?
No. I think he messed
17-10 with about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This ticker also brought to you by Mesquite Gun Shows. Mesquite Gun Show is this weekend only at the Mesquite.
It's like driving with a student driver. You just keep slamming on the brakes as we're trying to keep going.
Oh, EA. Anytime we can get EA featured on here, I'm all for it.
You fantastic broadcaster.
Look. He's like Andy Kaufman. We don't know exactly what is real and what isn't real. Maybe this is all a character. Have you considered that?
Yeah, I suppose.
His real name is actually like Chet Bailey. He's actually just a white guy. He's just been playing this Afghan character this whole time. I could see it.
Dalton.
He better served as cosplaying as Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. Get more Helen Keller references on this station than probably any other sports radio station.
No, that's when y'all did F1, Marry One, Kill One. Y'all put her on there.
Candidate number 3 this week. Always great having Norm back on the air. But as you said, Monty, you and Ham are the keepers of the e-break. So whenever other people have to fill in.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Or Why Today Doesn't Suck, excuse me. It can be a little touch and go. Mix it up a little. And also, you have Norm working with Connor Caldwell, our buddy Connor running the board.
Good dude.
Good dude.
Great dude. But I don't know that Norm has worked with Connor much, and he didn't remember what Connor's name was here. So there's real bumper cars going on here at the start of Suck earlier this week.
Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Dude, you suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Why Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Atta boy, Colin. Colin got a full sentence out there.
Oh, no.
Or Connor.
Yeah. Oh, no, Connor.
We're encouraging you to speak more on these shows.
Yeah, Colin, talk some more, buddy.
Good job, Cooper.
Sports.
What did I say? Colin? Connor.
He's
can
Chuck.
I call you Colin?
It's okay.
Chuck. Okay.
Corey.
Killer. High bid for the tremendous package for the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, let's get to the things that matter here, not your name.
Eh, you won't be working here in a month, pal. I don't need to learn
but
your name.
But talk more.
Yeah.
You know, Connor actually, before he did the shift, came in and personally introduced himself to Norm. And
great name, buddy.
And then as soon as Connor left, Norm looks at me and goes, what was his name again, pal?
Norm's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Norm meets a lot of people.
Then you just feel so bad because it's not like Connor is going to correct you, and he just sounds, you know, he's not real, strong-voiced. It's okay, Norm. I'll be calling.
I also love Killer just jumping all over Norm. Like, he's not the E-Break King whenever he's filling in.
Yeah, he loved that. He loved when the turntables were turned.
So Colin Caldwell, the victim of Norm there, for E-Break candidate number 3. So those are your 3 candidates. You have Ham dropping the S word, a very harsh S word during the show earlier this week. EA can't say Mesquite, and Norm can't remember the names of his own crew.
Please vote responsibly.
888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the E-Break?
It's pretty bad this week, guys.
Thank you.
Give me Ham.
There you go. One vote for him. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, boys.
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Marge. George used to be one of my swimmers.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Just fine. I was hoping to vote on the e-break today.
Please, have
yes,
at
ma'am.
It.
Well, yes. I just wanted to say first that I really miss George. He always had the best backstrokes.
Yeah, he was good at it.
Olympics.
And his breaststroke was one of a kind. Uh-huh. And that bulge, I miss that bulge. He hasn't called me ever since he gave me the plan B.
Oh, so sorry,
that bulge might be back in a couple minutes.
Well, I hope so. But I guess I'll vote for old Schitt's Creek since I've been living in the creek behind George's house.
Thank you, 60% Marge.
Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hey, this is not Cruz and Alito. Like anyone should ever give a damn. And I choose EA. I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
We love you,
Cruz.
Too.
Man.
Two votes for Ham, one vote for EA. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hey, Mike. I'd like to vote for Naomi.
Mike.
Might be a little confused here.
Yeah, those are not candidates or people that work on this show, but thank you for calling. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Norman Adolph Hitchkiss.
There you go. That's how you vote right there.
Easy.
211, caller, you're on the air. Who you picking?
Let us look back at this day and when Colin starts his run to overtake Norm for the e-breaks.
All right.
Gotta start somewhere.
Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Guys, I'm super proud of you. You did a great job this week. Fought through a lot. Anyway, great job. I'll take EA.
Well, thank you very much, man.
You were here one day.
Shut
you
up.
Don't get any credit.
Oh.
Get out of here. Go back to your roast me post. Lower that self-esteem again. All right, it's 2-2. What a race. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Monty, it's Cruz and Alito.
What's up?
Is this real Cruz?
Yeah, it's real Cruz. It's cold out here. Hey, listen, as a P1 of work in progress, I have to vote for Ham, of course. But Coach Timmy V thought your story was showed a lot of courage about your COVID penis.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You took the wrong thing away from that.
Not many people got to see that, but I'm glad that everyone's heard about it now. Thank you, Cruz.
Well, see ya.
Bye, Cruz.
See you later,
Cruz. We'll hear from you next week, I'm sure. All right, three votes for Ham. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, boys. Just wanted to tell you, you're doing a very fine job coming off the bench this week. Very proud of you and your efforts.
Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. I think I'm going to have to go with the man, the legend, one Mr. Norman.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Steve Betty agree?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I so wish that
his
was my
is real,
voice.
Though.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Awesome.
All right, three votes for Ham, three votes for Norm, two for EA. Caller, who are you voting for?
Hi, foam users.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Could you ask Pat Green about vaginal slice born?
Yes! We absolutely can, and that'll be the first thing we ask him. All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
For this Alexander Ovechkin, I have been drinking, I'm sorry.
Did he?
Please do help me. I pick number one, a Sidney Crosby baby.
Boy.
The worst
in the world
impression
just happened.
Ever.
Kind of Borat-y, I guess.
Very Borat-y.
Yeah.
I thought he was speaking Spanish at
first,
too.
I thought we were going to have to get out of that because he was offending our ancestors.
All right, that's an undervote, I think, unless we missed
number
something.
One.
He said number one.
Did he say number one?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that four for him now?
Mm. Yep.
I guess I'm keeping count. Ask myself. All right, we are one away, potentially. Caller, you could have the deciding vote. Who wins?
Morning, this is Scott from Cleveland. Feeling a little bit crispy doing a pump run. I want to vote for Norm's Merkin.
All right.
Got a close one here.
4-4, Ham versus Norm, the old legend versus the new one. Caller, who wins the e-break?
This is also not Cruz and Alito. No one cares. It's got to be Norm.
Whoa, Norm.
Is that the same guy?
It might have been. Either way, funny. That was close, Ham, but you have been almost bested by the Hall of Famer.
Good.
With Norm forgetting who's working on his own show.
Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Dude, you suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Why Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Attaboy, Colin. Colin got a full sentence out there.
Oh, no.
Or Connor.
Yeah. Oh, no, Connor.
We're encouraging you to speak more on these shows.
Yeah, Colin, talk some more, buddy.
Good job, Cooper.
Sports.
What did I say? Colin? Connor.
He's Chuck.
It's okay.
Chuck. Okay.
Corey.
Killer. High bid for the tremendous package for the Cotton Bowl.
It's okay, Norm.
Call me whenever.
Call me whenever. I got so much testosterone just coursing through my veins.
How many is that for Norm now?
That is 140 e-brakes.
Gosh.
Wow.
For Norman Eshow Hitzkiss.
There you go. That's how you do it, Dylan.